there's a train to come. Don't need no baggage, you just get on board. Now all you need is faith to hear the diesels hum. Don't need no ticket, you just...
Faithfulness comes out of love for God. Faithfulness exudes from the life of the Christian through faithful acts. Faithfulness is genuinely demonstrated out of love for God and others.
Welcome to New Hope for Today with Pastor Tom Belhai, a broadcast ministry of New Hope Church ECO in Washington, Pennsylvania. New Hope Church is dedicated to bringing you sound biblical teaching, the truth of God's Word. So get ready for your New Hope for Today.
Okay, we have kind of an extensive reading today from the book of Proverbs. This is it not only goes out to mothers, it goes out to women. Verse 30 tells us of the woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. So hear now from Proverbs chapter 31, and we're going to read from verses 10 through 31. Hear now the word of God. A wife of noble character who can find, she is worth far more than rubies. Her husband has full confidence in her and lacks nothing of value. She brings him good, not harm, all the days of her life. She selects wool and flax and works with eager hands. She is like the merchant ships bringing her food from afar. She gets up while it is still dark. She provides food for her family and portions for her servant girls. She considers a field and buys it. Out of her earnings, she plants a vineyard. She sets about her work vigorously. Her arms are strong for her tasks. She sees that her trading is profitable and her lamp does not go out at night. In her hand, she holds the distaff and grasps the spindle with her fingers. She opens her arms to the poor and extends her hands to the needy. When it snows, she has no fear for her household, for all of them are clothed in scarlet. She makes coverings for her bed. She is clothed in fine linen and purple. Her husband is respected at the city gates where he takes his seat among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them and supplies the merchants with sashes. She is clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come. She speaks with wisdom, and faithful instruction is on her tongue. She watches over the affairs of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children arise and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Give her the reward she has earned, and let her works bring her praise at the city gate. Thus says the word of God. Let's go to God in prayer. Holy Spirit, we ask that as we open up your word today, that you speak to our hearts, that you give us wisdom, that you give us knowledge of the word of God, that it is illuminated to our minds, hearts, and souls. We trust that you will make it so. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I got to read a little passage here from a letter. It's a Mother's Day letter that I had the chance to receive and to share. And I think there's a piece of this that is very applicable. I don't know if I could have written it any better. And I would say that, you know, I got to tell you that when I read that Proverbs, I mean, I think of my wife. I mean, I do. I do. And listen to this letter. This is really good stuff. On this Mother's Day, we all reflect back on the amazing and quite inspiring job that you have done as a mother. More importantly, we all celebrate the fact that our family wouldn't have made it this far without your resilient attitude, without your irrepressible spirit for life and your unmatched ability to never give up. You are the true definition of a mother, and we are all so very blessed to experience the magic you make every day. In closing, and simply put, thank you from the bottom of my heart and soul for being the most amazing mother and wife a man could ever have dreamt of. You have given me wonderful, loving children, and you have made my life complete more times than I can count. Please know that I appreciate every sacrifice you have made for us. I love you more than you'll ever know. Happy Mother's Day. That's such a great, great letter. And, you know, like I said, when I think of this faithful woman who fears the Lord, who is to be praised, I mean, I do. I think of my wife. You know, Jan is, for our kids, you know, I hope, Tina, you realize this, and the others that may be listening to this message on the radio show next week. She is always there for you. She's always there for you. Am I right? Always. You get breakfast almost every morning. pretty close. And it's for sure when you were little. I mean, as you get older, you know, you can fend for yourself a little bit. But see, that teaches you, it prepares you for college. So she's helping you even in that way. She would give you rides to school. She'd take you to the bus stop, you know, dress you up, make sure your clothes are washed. You know, think of all the things that we read in Proverbs. Now, I know that that was written at a time, is roughly 1000 BC by Solomon. So, you know, this is at a different point in time, and they use different words, but it's all the same thing. Speaks in wisdom, faithful instruction. Makes coverings for her bed. I mean, that reminds me of my mother, actually. I mean, every morning she makes her bed. I mean, she's 86 years old, and she's got to make her bed every morning. You know, and it's nice. I mean, she keeps her stuff nice, which is a good thing. Jan, certainly, she sets about her work vigorously. And women of faith do these things, just like in the letter that I read. Women of faith do these things. There is a faithfulness to those who trust in God. And it's evident, isn't it? You see that? You see, I would not know of Jan's faithfulness if she just kept it under a basket and hid it. You need to see it demonstrated. And when you see faithfulness demonstrated day in and day out, you know it. The Proverbs 31 woman did not show her faithfulness out of duty, but out of what was in her heart. She did faithfulness because of her deep love for God and others. Now, faithfulness, there's three things that we think about in faithfulness. You think of faith, you think of being faithful, you think of faithfulness. At least I do. And when you look at what this means, at least being faithful, it's this strict and thorough, being strict or thorough in the performance of duty, a faithful worker. You can look at it that way. This is Webster's, by the way. True to one's word, promises, and vows. Christians ought to be that, right? Steady in allegiance or affection. Loyal, constant. Reliable, trusted, believed. The faithfulness of the Proverbs 31 woman demonstrates her faithfulness to those around her, demonstrates her faithfulness to her husband, demonstrates her faithfulness to her family. And so then, faith, if we think of it this way, faith is what you believe. Faithful is what you do. And faithfulness is who you are. Defines you. Faithfulness comes out of love for God. Faithfulness exudes from the life of the Christian through faithful acts. Faithfulness is genuinely demonstrated out of love for God and others. When we think of this in a bit more depth, the whole concept of mores and ethics is taught in many sociology classes in colleges all across the country. You know, where did they come from? How do you know how to be good? They study these things and they look at diverse populations and they see that some people have versions of goodness and versions of badness that are almost diametrically opposed to another culture. How do they come up with these things? Is it a survival of the fittest thing? Is it a nurture versus nature idea? What's it all about? Well, as a Christian, we have to look at these things that come from God. Faithfulness comes directly from God. In fact, he is the ultimate example of faithfulness. It says in verse 30, the charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. In other words, her faithfulness comes from her love and trust in God. None of these things that are written in Proverbs can be done adequately enough by any human being without the presence of Jesus Christ in their heart. This is a whole laundry list of good stuff. Authentic stuff. Authentic love. And we get that from God himself. God shows his faithfulness in many ways. In Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 4, God's true to his word. He does what he says he's going to do. Verse 4 says, the rock, his work is perfect, for all his ways are just. A God of faithfulness and without injustice, righteous and upright is he. That's the God that we believe in. And if you think of it in a more thorough manner, and we kind of, you know, have this idea of walking through the Bible, and I'll do that in an isolated pocket of Genesis, the book of Genesis. How is God faithful? Well, chapter 2, verse 16 and 17, the Lord God commanded the man, saying, from any tree of the garden you may eat freely, but from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in that day you will eat from it, and you will surely die. God was faithful to give them that command. He didn't have to, right? I mean, he could have set them about in the Garden of Eden. They could have picked stuff from trees, and boom, you know, they picked this thing, and unbeknownst to them, that caused an issue and a problem. But no, he didn't do that. He was faithful to give them direction. And we know how that all turned out. They disobeyed God, willingly disobeyed God. And so in Genesis 3:19, we read that God now, he's a just God. So he says that by the sweat of your face you will eat bread till you return to the ground, because from it you were taken, for you are dust, and to dust you shall return. And before that, he turns to the serpent and he says, I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed, and he shall bruise you on the head, and you shall bruise him on the heel. See, God's faithfulness was set the beginning of time. You can trust him. You can trust in his promises. It was set. It was nailed down. And then however you want to think of it later, when Abraham walked the face of the earth in 2000 BC, in Genesis 17, we see that he says in verse 7, God says, I will establish my covenant between you and me, between your descendants after you throughout their generations, for an everlasting covenant, that I should be God to you and your descendants after you. See, Jesus promised us a Redeemer way back in Genesis chapter 3. The Redeemer that would bruise the serpent on the head, even though you bruised him on the heel. Speaking of the crucifixion. And then the resurrection. It's a covenant that God put in place. He was faithful to do it. Now, we talked about this, not this exact topic, but the idea that sometimes we as Christians think, boy, wouldn't it be great to go back to the Garden of Eden? And I could walk around with God, and man, we could, you know, we could pick fruit, and we wouldn't have to work, and it's all great and good. And you would have had to work, I guess, actually, because they had to tend the garden. But nonetheless, I don't want to go back to the Garden of Eden. Because God had a better plan. You see, in the Garden of Eden, you didn't have the presence of the Holy Spirit in your life. Now, you may have been able to walk around the garden every so often, and God would accompany you and talk to you, and that's good. But see, as believers today, God has had a different plan. God allows the presence of the Holy Spirit to dwell in your heart. He is with you always. Not just when you walk in the garden in the cool of the evening. He's with you always. He had a better plan in mind. In Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5, he says, but he was pierced through our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities, the chastening of our well-being fell upon him, and by his scourging we were healed. Was God faithful to come through with that? He was, wasn't he? Amen? He was faithful in his word. God does what is in his heart. He doesn't do it out of some duty to us. He does it out of love. Psalm 33:11 says, the counsel of the Lord stands forever. The plans of his heart from generation to generation. God does not change. God has not changed. God will not change. His word is good. Established from the beginning of time. He gives us a path of reconciliation to him. He is faithful. And he does it out of love. In Psalm 36, 5 through 7, your steadfast love, O Lord, extends to the heavens, your faithfulness to the clouds. Your righteousness is like the mighty mountains. Your judgments are like the great deep. You preserve humans and animals alike, O Lord. How precious is your steadfast love. All people may take refuge in the shadow of your wings. We all know John 3:16. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe in him shall not perish but have eternal life. God was faithful to his word. God's faithfulness comes out of his love for us. not some self-proclaimed duty that he feels he has for human beings. He certainly isn't obligated for that, is he? It's grace. By the grace of God, through faith, you're saved. There's an interesting thing that when you look at faithfulness in the Bible, that almost every single instance of the word faithfulness in the Old Testament is ascribed to God is combined with his love. See, the Proverbs 31 woman can't authentically, genuinely do these things faithfully without love. Without the love of God. For the Christian, men and women alike, genuine faithfulness is one of the demonstrations of the proof of the Spirit of God within you. You know what verse I'm going to read? Galatians 5, 22, 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is what? Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Faithfulness out of love for God ought to be evident in your life and how you treat people and how you are with others, how you are with your family. And all of these things can be equally applicable in Proverbs 31 to men and women alike. They are all good examples of faithfulness. And I encourage you to read Proverbs 31. Faithfulness then, beloved, exudes from the life of the Christian through faithful acts. Faithfulness is genuinely demonstrated once again out of the love for God and others. So in conclusion, in this three lessons, I think, from Proverbs 31, woman. Number one, faithfulness comes out of your loving relationship with God. It has to. Number two, that no one will know your faithfulness unless you demonstrate it authentically. And number three, if you don't demonstrate your faithfulness authentically and you do it out of duty, it will be recognized for what it is. An attempt to look good in front of others for some selfish purpose. So, beloved, display your genuine faithfulness from the faith in Christ in your heart. Do faithfulness because of your deep love for God and others. Amen. Let's go to God in prayer. Holy Father, you just encourage us to be faithful. We know that in so many things and in so many ways, oftentimes we are not faithful. That we don't do the right things. That we don't act in all of those ways of the woman in Proverbs 31. That our life, Lord, falls pitifully short many times in those ways. But we do long to walk in your way, Lord. We do want to do that. And we know that by the power of your Holy Spirit, you convict us when we start stumbling off of that path. And so we ask you, Lord, to help us in our faithfulness to you, that we may demonstrate Jesus Christ to others faithfully. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to New Hope for Today with Pastor Tom Belhai and New Hope Church ECO in Washington, Pennsylvania. If you don't have a church home, please come and visit this Sunday at 11 a.m. For more, check out newhopechurcheco.org or call 724-222-7490. If you've been encouraged by today's message, please prayerfully consider becoming a financial partner at newhopechurcheco.org. Your one-time tax-deductible gift or regular monthly support is greatly appreciated and will help keep this program on the air, bringing new hope to the Pittsburgh region. Love God, love others. That's what New Hope Church is all about. New hope, new life, new family, new mission, all in Jesus Christ. Be sure to tune in next week for more New Hope for Today. Until then, may God bless you.